愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上想用圣经的一段话，我们彼此来互相的勉励。
I'd like to use a passage from the Bible for mutual edification.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are not of sound mind, it is for you.
保罗在这里提到他服侍神的心态。
In this passage, Paul emphasized to the believers his attitude and service.
这个心态会影响人所做出来外在的一种表现。
The attitude in his heart will be revealed on his physical actions.
这个心态值得我们很深入再来思想。
And so the spirit of Paul is worthy for us to ponder.
他说，我们若癫狂是为神。
So he says here, if we are beside ourselves,
是为神。
It is for God.
我们若谨守是为你们。
Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
简单的说，保罗在服侍神的心是癫狂的心，也是谨守的心。
And so simply put, the heart of Paul in his service to God is both out of his mind and also in the right mind.
如果你到字典里面去找什么叫做癫狂。
And so if you go into the dictionary and you find on what is the meaning of out of your mind,
你很容易得到一个结论。
You can easily conclude this.
癫狂就是不正常。
To be out of one's mind is not normal.
也就是不是一般人的表现。
It is not a character that is portrayed by a normal person.
因为他的心跟一般人的心不一样。
Because his heart is different than the heart of others.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When Jesus was preaching in his ministry,
在马可福音第三章里面，
In Mark chapter 3,
说耶稣进一个房子里面，二十节。
Verse 20.
众人又聚集。
So Jesus entered into a house and the multitude came together.
他连饭也顾不得吃。
And so he did not even have time to eat a meal.
那主耶稣的亲戚啊，就出来拉住他。
And then Jesus' relatives came and took his own people, and then they took a hold of him.
因为他说主耶稣是癫狂啊。
And so these people said to Jesus that he is out of his mind.
主耶稣知道他在世界的时间不长。
Jesus realized that his time in this world is not long.
说他要把握每一天、每一个小时、每一分钟。
And so he takes hold of every opportunity, every day, every time, every second of his life.
所以你看主耶稣的每一天的生活。
And so if we observe into the daily life of Jesus Christ,
都是很美的。
It is very beautiful.
所以有时候连饭也没有吃。
Sometimes he does not even have time to eat.
所以他亲戚大家觉得说，这好像是癫狂。
And so Jesus' own people said that he is out of his mind.
主耶稣说，我为神的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。
And so Jesus said, my heart yearns for the work of God. It is burning inside my heart.
他的癫狂是因为他对人类灵魂的热爱。
He is out of his mind because he loves the souls of the world.
那我们再看保罗。
And so we look back to Paul.
保罗在这个使徒行二十六章记载，在被审判。
On Acts chapter 26 of the judgment.
在亚基帕王面前来分诉。
And so he was defending himself in front of King Agrippa.
那个时候在十九节，他开始在讲他为什么传福音。
And so starting from verse 19, Paul goes to defend on why he was preaching.
24节，把那个这个王听了以后，亚基帕王听了以后啊，就这样说。
And verse 24, after the king have heard his defense, he said,
说保罗啊，你癫狂了吧，因为你的学问太大。
He said, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.
为什么亚基帕王会下一个这个结论？
Why is Festus here come to this conclusion?
因为他知道保罗。
Because he knows Paul.
他知道他是公会的议员。
He knows that he is quite knowledgeable.
他学问非常大。
He is very well educated.
是加玛列门下教出来的。
He is a student of Gamaliel.
他是法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
是有社会阶级地位的。
He has high status in his society.
那当时的主耶稣。
And the Jesus at that time.
是被钉十字架的。
Was crucified on the cross.
是在羞辱当中而死的。
He died in shame.
是大家不觉得社会上最没有用的。
When the society sees him as worthless and as an outcast.
所以虽然当时有一些文士法利赛人看到主耶稣很会讲道。
And although some of the Pharisees and Sadducees see the good eloquence of Jesus Christ.
那一想到主耶稣的父亲是木匠，他就听不下去了。
But every time they think back to Jesus' background as a carpenter, they refuse to listen anymore.
因为这一个人跟他们的身份背景不相配。
Because this particular person's background is completely opposite of theirs.
尼哥底母要暗中来见耶稣。
Nicodemus needs to secretly see Jesus.
因为他知道做耶稣的门徒有压力。
Because he knows that there are pressures as being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
亚利马太的约瑟要暗中做门徒。
Joseph wants also to be a disciple.
因为他知道做门徒是要付代价的。
But he also realizes that being a disciple of Jesus Christ will cost something.
那这个大家所看不起的主耶稣。
And so this person, Jesus Christ, who everybody despises.
今天竟然有一个人为着他牺牲这么多。
There is indeed one person who is able to sacrifice so much.
而且为着这个耶稣今天被抓到这里来。
And so that because of Jesus Christ, he is to be held in prison.
身上被打得伤痕累累的。
And then his whole body was with scars from whipping. 现
在送到罗马去审判。
And now he is to be sent to Rome to be judged.
这个不是亚基帕王能够了解的。
This is something that King Agrippa failed to understand.
所以他的结论，保罗你癫狂。
And so he comes to this conclusion that Paul, you are beside yourself.
那在哥林多后书里面，保罗有解释。
And so 2 Corinthians, Paul explains himself.
为什么他癫狂？
Why is he out of his own mind?
他说我癫狂是因为神。
He said, I am out of my own mind because it is for God.
今天我们在服侍神。
Today we serve God.
我们用什么样的心态来服侍神？
What kind of attitude do we come to serve God?
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我们是不是像保罗一样，像癫狂一样？
Are we like Paul, who is out of his mind?
保罗的服侍是美的。
The Paul's servitude is a beautiful work.
因为他的心态是美的。
Because his heart was indeed beautiful.
那为什么保罗说我癫狂是因为神？
And so why does Paul here says that I am out of my mind for God?
我们现在回到哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既痛众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是为叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。这里保罗开始在解释。
Here Paul begins to explain.
他为什么爱主耶稣爱到让人看起来好像癫狂？
Why does he love Christ so much that other people see him as insane?
因为他对主耶稣大概有深刻的了解。
Because he has a deep understanding of the love of Christ.
虽然这个爱是超过人所能够测度的。
Although this love is deeper than any human being can ever understand.
因为这个爱已经进到灵界里面。
Because this love has already penetrated into the spiritual realm.
灵界是一个奥秘。
And spiritual realm is indeed a mystery.
你如果能够完全明白灵界，你就能够完全明白神的爱。
If you can fully understand the spiritual realm, you can completely understand the love of God.
保罗深知基督的奥秘。
And so Paul was able to penetrate into the love of Christ.
他深知基督的爱。
He knows the love of God.
他说一人替众人死。
And he said, one died for all.
主耶稣为他死掉生命。
For Jesus Christ died for him.
但是他从今以后他又为主耶稣而活。
And therefore, he no longer lives for himself but for Christ.
所以神的爱一直在他的内心成为一股动力在感动他。
And so the love of Christ begins to compel him in his heart.
这个是大癫狂一个非常重要的因素。
And this is a very important reason why Paul was out of his mind.
我们看到很多的父母爱子女。
We see many parents show their love to their children.
为着子女的需要。
For their children's needs.
为着子女的前途。
For the future success of their children.
那一种牺牲，那一种努力。
The sacrifice, the energy that they put into.
也不是像癫狂吗？
Is it not the parents acting as they are out of their mind?
很好的工作辞掉，搬到美国来。
They lay off a good, they forsake a good work in Taiwan and migrated to the United States.
啊，开始从这个最基本的工作开始做。
And so it begins from again the foundation.
很好的成就都没有了。
And all the things that they had previously disappears.
这只有一个可以解释。
And there is only one explanation.
就是因为对子女的爱。
That's because they have this love for their children.
所以保罗他说，我癫狂是因为神。
And so here Paul says, I am out of my mind for God.
真的，如果我们用一张纸，啊，你左边把它写神给我们的恩典。
It is true that if you list all the grace of God on a piece of paper,
你可以发现写得满满的。
You can discover, you can easily fill up that paper.
神给我们的爱是很多的。
The love of Christ indeed is very much.
但是右边你来写我为神做什么。
But if you write on the other side and you write down the list of what we have done to repay God,
你发现我们做得很少。
And then you discover we have done very few.
所以每一次我们这样在想的时候，我们就觉得有一种亏欠。
And so every time we ponder upon this, we feel that we are in short.
我们就越觉得说，我们也需要做更多来报答他。
We realize that we need to do more to repay His love.
因为他已经帮他的全部给我们。
Because He has already given us His all.
这是他癫狂的第一个原因。
And so this is the first reason that Paul was out of his mind.
基督的爱在激励他。
For the love of Christ compels him.
好，我们再看啊，接下去同样哥林多后书第五章。
Let's continue. Second Corinthians chapter 5.
二十节
，verse 20。
所以我们做基督的使者，好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。保罗对自己的身份有很清楚的了解。
Paul has a deep understanding of his identity.
他说我是基督的使者。
He claims that I am an ambassador for Christ.
如果我们看英文
，if we look into the English，
我是基督的大使。
I am an ambassador for Christ.
60年代美国是非常强盛的一个国家。
In the 1960s, United States was indeed a great nation.
你想美国所派出来的大使不是很荣耀吗？
Isn't it glorious to become one of the ambassadors of the United States during those times?
有时候不是大使，你拿美国的护照就觉得不一样。
We don't even need to become an ambassador. Just carrying the American passport, we feel that a certain glory.
保罗说他是主耶稣的大使。
And so Paul here probably said, I am ambassador for Christ.
神验中他。
That Christ indeed uses me.
把这个尊贵的身份赐给他。
That God, Christ has given me this important position.
他带着神的权柄。
And so he carries with him the authority of God.
他带着神的爱。
He carries with him the love of God.
他带着神的话。
And so he carries with him the word of God.
到去拯救人的灵魂。
To go out to save souls of mankind.
他觉得这个身份很尊贵。
And so he sees the preciousness of this identity.
但这个身份带来是责任。
But this identity carries with itself much responsibility.
所以他深知神对他的爱给他这个身份。
And so he knows the love of Christ have given him this responsibility.
他不能够亏负神给他的职分。
And so he cannot come short to serving God.
所以他尽量要服侍神。
And so he tried his best.
他是所做的能够跟他的身份相配。
He tried to balance what he does so that he can repay the love of Christ.
这是保罗癫狂的第二个原因。
And so this is the second reason why Paul was out of his mind.
我们现在再回到哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十八节
，verse 18。
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的，因为所看得见的是暂时的，所看不见的是永远的。在这个地方，保罗有很清楚的价值观。
Here Paul has a very clear priority of life.
这个价值观告诉他人生的盼望在哪里。
This priority teaches him what is the hope of being alive.
我们所顾念的不是看得见的。
We do not look at the things which are seen.
看得见的就是这个有形质的世界。
What we see is that of the world.
我们所顾念的是看不见的。
But what we look at are the things that are not seen.
看不见的是灵界的。
For those that are not seen are the spiritual.
那为什么信耶稣有这么大的改变?
Now why is it there is such a great transformation in believing in Christ?
因为看得见的是暂时的。
Because what you see is only temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
And the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们仔细想。
And so if we think to do ourselves,
我们每一天这么忙碌。
Every day we are so busy with our lives.
日出而作,日入还在做。
In and out, we busy ourselves.
到底为着什么?
For what purpose?
如果我们原因是为着看得见的。
If the reason dwells on the things that can be seen,
那我们一生最宝贵的精华就卖给了公司。
Then we have given our best of our the glory of our life into our corporations.
如果你的年薪是十万。
If your salary is $100,000,
你从三十岁做到六十五岁
，and you work from the age of 30 to the age of 60,
你做了三十五年
，and so you worked your life for 30 years,
你一生的价值是三百五十万
，and so the value of your life is $3 million.
这个三百五十万能够带给你什么
？What can such money bring to you?
你可以住在最好的区域
，Yes, you can live in the best neighborhood.
开最好的车子
，Yes, you can live in a luxurious car.
最好的享受
，You can live the best.
但这是暂时的
，But these are all temporary.
有一天你断气了
，One day when you breathe your last,
这些都是过去了
，These shall disappear.
这个都是虚空
，These are all vanity.
但事实上，因为很高的年薪，让一个人能够抛头颅洒热血。
And so in reality, if you have such high salary and yet you seem to come at the end empty-handed,
为着看得见的，暂时的。
Only for things that can be seen.
但是所看不见的是永远的。
But things that are not seen are eternal.
天国的赏赐。
The rewards of the heavenly kingdom.
这个是永远的。
These are eternal.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
For there is a glorious crown reserved for me in heaven.
这个是保罗对人生的一个凯歌。
And this is what Paul sees about life.
为什么他这么有把握，有公义的冠冕为我存留？
Why is he has such great hope that such glorious crown is reserved for him in the kingdom of heaven?
因为他信主后，他已经立下志向。
Because when he believed in Christ, he already made the strong determination.
第四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
我们这自战自谦的苦楚。要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。格林的后书四章十七节
Chapter 4 verse 17 For our light affliction which is but for a moment is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
所以保罗的人生有一个很清楚的目标。
And so Paul has a very clear goal ahead of him.
他到过第三层天。
He has seen the third heaven.
他知道那个天国极重无比的荣耀，这个才是真的人要追求的。
He knows that what man needs to pursue is the glory that is in heaven.
那跟这个天国的荣耀来比，地上的荣华是垃圾，是粪土。
And so when he compared the glory that is in heaven and compared that of the world, he sees the garbage in the world.
不是地上没有价值。
It is not that the world is without value.
是天上的价值大到地上的价值变成垃圾一样。
But it's because the value of heaven is far greater than that of anything in the world.
从此以后他改变。
And therefore, from that moment on, Paul made a transformation.
为着那看不见极重永远的荣耀，他工作像疯狂一样。
And so he strived and worked out of his mind to gain this glory of heaven.
我们看第五章。
Let's look into chapter 5,
第九节
verse 9.
所以无论是住在身内或离开身外，我立的志向要得主的喜悦。第十节
verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，因为个人本身要按所行的或善或恶来受报。这里说他立了一个志向
Here Paul say I make it my aim
要得主的喜悦
to be well pleasing to him.
因为每一个人每一有一天一定要站在主耶稣审判的台前。
For every single one of us will one day be before the throne of God for judgment.
然后要照着你一生所投资的来领受报酬。
And then we will be rewarded and receive the things according to our deeds.
我常常在比喻两个老人。
Many times I made this comparison of two old men.
一个是所罗门王。
One is King Solomon.
他的一生所投资的就是看得见的。
What he invested in his whole life is the things which can be seen.
他的结论就是虚空。
And so his conclusion of life is vanity.
另外一个老人就是保罗。
Another old man is Paul.
他的一生所投资的。
What he invested in his whole life.
就是为主癫狂。
Is for Christ to be out of his mind.
他的报酬就是公义的冠冕。
And so his reward is the crown of glory.
但是我们人很矛盾。
But then we come to this dilemma.
我们希望活着像所罗门，死的又像保罗。
We want to, while we live in this world, to be like King Solomon, but when we die, to receive reward like Paul.
这是不可能的。
Paul, this is impossible.
因此为什么保罗癫狂？
So why is Paul out of his mind?
基督的爱在激励他。
Because the love of Christ compels him.
天国的赏赐在吸引他。
The rewards of heaven attracts him.
还有他对人类的灵魂的关怀。
Also the love and concern he has for his fellow human beings.
他说为着我的骨肉，我的生命册上名字被擦掉，我也愿意。
He stated that even for the flesh, brethren, I am willing to sacrifice my name in the book of life.
所以他把我人生的每一个时刻，好像在焚烧自己一样，来造就别人。
And so he treasured every single moment of his life, dedicating himself, offering himself as a sacrifice for the needs of others.
但是在保罗这个癫狂的服侍后面。
But besides, after Paul has worked out of his mind.
我们看他。并不是真的癫狂。
Actually, he is not out of his mind.
如果今天有一个人喝醉酒说我载你去哪里，你会去吗？
If a person is drunk today and he said, I'll take you wherever you want to go.
可能你不会去吧。
You will probably not follow him.
如果今天一个疯子说我载你去，你会去吗？
If a psychotic person approach you and say, I will take you wherever you want to go.
我想你也大概不会去啊。
I believe you probably refuse.
因为醉酒跟疯狂的人都是不正常。
Because a drunkard and a psychotic is not a normal person.
但是保罗说我是癫狂。
But Paul here said, I am out of my mind.
他说你要效法我。
And so he said, you shall learn from me.
你可以效法癫狂的人吗？
Can you learn from someone who is insane?
当然可以。
Of course you can.
因为下面说。
Because following it stated.
说我若谨守是为着你们。
He said, if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这个谨守是什么意思？
And so what does it mean to be in the right mind?
谨慎自守。
It is that means you keep yourself.
所以保罗在服侍神是用头脑很谨慎很小心的在服侍神。
And so when Paul served God, he served God with great caution and with great care.
不像喝醉酒癫狂的人到处随便乱做的。
He is not like a drunkard or a psychotic, just not knowing what actions he had just did.
他的奉献，他的热忱像癫狂。
His sacrifice, his offering is like the attitude of a person out of his mind.
但是他工作是非常的谨慎。
But in his work, he is very careful and cautious.
是很用心的。
He uses his heart.
他说，我做谨守是为着你们。
So he said, if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
就是为众信徒啊。他有这个使徒的身份，做圣工要非常谨慎小心。
It's for the believers, as an apostle, he has to do this with a careful mind.
我们再来看，那保罗的谨守又是什么？
And so what is this side of Paul? Let's look into this.
今天对我们又代表什么？
And what does this resemble for us today?
我们现在看啊，哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章，第二章，第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第四节
Verse 4
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语乃是用圣灵的大能的明证、啊、在前面里面有提到、第一章二十四节
In chapter 1 verse 23 he also mentions
说犹太人是要神迹
He said the Jews wants a miracle.
希腊人是求智慧。
And the Greeks seeks after wisdom.
所以保罗被派到这个外邦人去传福音。
And so Paul was sent to the multitude of the Gentiles.
比方说保罗到希腊雅典。
Example that Paul went to Greece.
面对这个雅典人。
And so he went to Antioch.
有两个哲学思想非常的流行。
And then there was a very popular thought during that time.
因为那个地方的人啊，求智慧。
Because the people in that area pursue for wisdom.
那保罗有没有条件讲他们要听的呢？
And so does Paul have the requirements to say things that they want to hear?
当然有。
Of course he's qualified.
他在加玛列的门下受教，他有那个条件可以讲他们所要的。
For he's a student of the great teacher Gamaliel, and he is worthy to speak these words.
但是保罗说
But Paul said,
我没有用高言大志来传讲主耶稣。
He said, I did not preach with persuasive words of human wisdom.
我做谨守是为你们。
But I am careful for you.
为着信徒的原因
For the sake of the believers,
他不用高言大志来传讲基督的福音。
He does not use persuasive words to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
如果保罗用高言大志传讲基督，一时可以吸引好多人。
If Paul uses the persuasive words that he have learned, he can attract many, many people.
但是为什么保罗不这样做？
But why is it that Paul refused to do this way?
我们看下面一节。
Let's look the following verse.
第五节
5,
哥林的后, 哥林的前书 2章 5节
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧, 只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
因为他用圣灵的大能来讲话。
Because he used the Spirit and, and its power to speak.
用属灵的话来解释属灵的事情。
He used spiritual words to solve spiritual problems.
不是用高言大志来解释属神的事情。
He does not use persuasive words to describe the kingdom of God.
所以此人的信是在乎神的大能，不在乎人的智慧。
And therefore he will build the faith upon the wisdom of God and not on the wisdom of man.
那这个第五节就提到信仰有两种。
And so here it mentions here that faith has two sides.
一种是人的智慧建立起来的。
One is built by the wisdom of man.
一个是神的大能建立起来的。
But the other one is built by the power of God.
那到了第三章。
And so when he goes into chapter 3,
保罗就开始讲,
Paul begins to say,
第三章第十节,
chapter 3, verse 10,
我照着我所赐的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好根基。
He said, according to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder.
他说他好像是一个聪明的工头在盖房子。
He said, I am a wise master builder.
那在十二节里面讲,有金银宝石草木禾秸在这个根基上面建造。
And he says that building this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw.
有一天火要试验个人的工程。
And one day a fire shall test each of one's work.
草木禾秸都被烧掉了。
And all the wood and the hay and straw will be finished.
因为那个材料不真实。
Because those materials are flammable.
所以用人的智慧在建立人的信仰。
And so if one uses the wisdom of man to build his own faith,
看起来是一个房子。
It may seem in appearance that he has built himself a house.
这是草木禾秸,
but it is a straw, a house made of straw.
火一来就烧掉了,
when fire comes upon it, it will perish.
但是用圣灵的大能,
but to use the power of the Spirit,
使人相信神,
so that man can come to believe in God.
这是用金银宝石在盖房子,
and this is built by the material of gold, silver, and precious stones.
非常稳固的,
it is very steady and stable.
当火一来的时候,
when the fire descends upon it, it is able to stand strong.
所以保罗知道人的信仰要经历考验的,
and so Paul knows that the faith of the believers will need to go through testing.
因此要建造人的信仰不能用人的智慧, 要用神的言语。
And therefore, a person need to build their faith upon the power of God and not on the wisdom of man.
这个就是他的谨守。
And so this is the way that Paul keeps himself.
他用智慧, 用头脑。
He uses his wisdom and uses his mind
来建造人很纯正的信仰,
and to build on those foundations with a pure foundation,
经得起考验的信仰,
a foundation which is able to stand strong under trial.
保罗的谨守,
this is Paul in the right mind.
好，我们现在再看保罗谨守又指的什么。
And let's also look further, what is Paul's right mind?
先看第三章,
let's look into chapter 3.
好，第四节,
verse 4.
有说我是属保罗的, 有说我是属亚波罗的。
For one says I am of Paul, and another I am of Apollos.
好，在哥林多教会里面出现的问题。
In the church of Corinth, there seemed to be a problem.
当然当时有很多很有恩赐的工人。
Of course, during that time, there are very gifted workers of God.
但是教会因为这个样子就有一点好像
And also because of this, there seemed to be a division within the church.
有人说我属保罗。
And so some people claim themselves, I am a Paul.
有人说我属亚波罗。
And there's some people who say, I am a Apollos.
有人说我属彼得。
And there are also those who say, I'm a Peter.
因为每个人都有不同吸引人的原因。
Because different people have different needs and attractions.
用一个比较世俗的话来讲, 保罗是一个有群众基础的人。
To state in another way, Paul is...
就是有教会里面有一群人是在支持他的人。
That Paul definitely has some supporters.
如果我们是保罗。
And so if we are Paul,
请问你有什么感觉?
What would you feel?
如果你觉得很多人站在后面支持你, 你有什么感觉?
If you are like Paul and you know that you have a great support, a great number of supporters behind you.
大家都知道人性是有弱点的。
We all know that we have a certain human weakness.
这个感觉是好的。
And this sort of feeling actually feels good.
但是保罗说, 我谨守是为着你们。
But Paul here says, I am of in my right mind because of you.
保罗很谨慎。
Paul is very held himself in holiness.
他不愿意教会因为他的原因变成分裂。
He does not want to see the church on his behalf to be divided.
他不愿意教会因为他而产生问题。
He does not want to see the church have problem because of him.
他在神面前服侍神是为着天国的赏赐。
In the person of God, he works for God for the heavenly reward.
是为了报答神的恩典。
It is to repay the great grace of God.
不是在人际之间在寻找群众基础。
He is not to be seeking for the vain glory from man.
得到属世的满足。
And to be content with things of the world.
这个是保罗一个非常重要的心态。
And so this is an important aspect that Paul understands.
今天有时候我们看到教会发生问题。
Sometimes today we see in the church there are problems.
有一些问题是从工人出来的。
And some of the problem arises out from the holy workers himself.
当然有一些是为义受逼迫的。
And of course there are also those that they are persecuted for righteousness.
但是有时候我们站在远远来看。
But sometimes if we stand afar.
如果更多人有像保罗的心态。
If there are many of us with the heart of Paul.
为着神而谨守。
And to work, to be in the right mind for God.
我讲很多教会会非常的和睦。
I believe many of the churches will dwell together in harmony.
那为什么保罗会有这种心态呢？
And so how is it that Paul has such kind of mind?
我们从这个第三章里面看到两个很重要的原因。
And from chapter 3, we can see two reasons.
第一个原因。
A first reason.
就是这个职分是要服侍信徒的。
And that this position that he was given is to serve the believers.
好，我们看这个第三章
，Chapter
3, 21节
，Verse 21.
所以无论谁都不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。22节
，22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或艰难，或将来的事，全都是你们的。并且你们是属基督的，基督是死神的，所以保罗在服侍神当中，他把这个次序摆得很清楚。
And so when Paul was serving God, he see very clearly and understands each level of service.
哥林多教会说我属保罗的时候，次序已经错了。
And so when the Corinthian church believers say that I am of Paul, this is already a mistake.
我属保罗，就保罗在上面说我属他。
Because when they say I belong to Paul, that means Paul is the head.
难道保罗属基督，基督属神？
Now does that mean that Paul belongs to Christ and Christ belongs to God?
但是保罗说不是这样啊。
But Paul says this is not in the way it should be.
保罗是为信徒，是这个职分是为着信徒给他的。
He said, Paul says that this, what I am doing is for your sake.
所以保罗属信徒是在下面的。
And so Paul belongs to the believers. Paul is below the believers.
是服侍信徒的。
For he serves the believers.
信徒属基督，基督属神的。
And then the believers belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
所以他很清楚自己的职分。
And so he knows very clearly his status.
是基督的大使。
And that he is an ambassador of Christ.
但是是在下面服侍信徒的。
As an ambassador, he is to serve.
不是在信徒上面的。
He is not to be above the believers.
所以这为什么他不敢接受说我属保罗，他不敢接受。
And therefore, he does not claim this glory when people claim that I am belonging to Paul.
我属你的，不是你属我了。
And Paul corrects them and say, "I belong to you. It does not mean that you belong to me."
你属基督的
，for you belong to Christ.
这是一个很重要一个次序。
And so this is a very correct hierarchy.
再来就是保罗对自己的本质认识很清楚。
And Paul also have a clear understanding of himself.
我们看第三章，哥林多前书第三章。
Let's look into chapter
3. 第六节。
Verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，我也有神叫他生长。第七节。
Verse 7.
可见栽种算不了什么，浇灌也算不了什么，只在那叫他生长的神。这里地方讲。
Here Paul says,
栽种算不了什么。
He said, plant neither, it does not matter if he plants.
浇灌算不了什么。
It doesn't matter if he waters.
只有神叫他长大。
But it only matters.Who on God who gives the increase?
所以我们常常在想说，这个保罗跟亚波罗，如果两个人哦，要恩赐来互相比较的话。
And so if we want to ever have this comparison between the gifts of Paul and Apollos.
保罗就问亚波罗，亚波罗，你工作这么久，怎么没有带一个来信主呢
？And so Paul can say to Apollos that you have believed so long and served so long. How come you have not brought anyone to Christ?
因为亚波罗是浇灌的恩赐啊。
Because Apollos has the gifts of watering.
好，那亚波罗问保罗，保罗你怎么洗礼这么多都跑光呢
？And then Apollo can turn it around, said to Paul that you have baptized so much, but how come they all depart from the church?
因为他的恩赐是栽种的。
Because the gift of Paul dwells on the planting.
所以这个恩赐本身是为着造就的，不是为比较的。
And so this gift itself is for mutual encouragement and edification. It is not for a comparison.
但是到最后，关键是神。
So in the end, the final dependence is on God.
没有一个人可以夸口我做什么。
So no one can boast on what they have done.
你在做，如果神不祝福，什么都没有。
If whatever you do, if not with the blessing of God, it is amounts to nothing.
所以今天你能够做什么工作出来，这是因为神叫他长大了。
And so today, if you have certain results from the work that you do, it is because God gave the increase.
所以我们算不了什么。
And so we are nothing.
所以当保罗他不敢接受做我属保罗，因为他知道他算不了什么。
And therefore, that is why Paul refused to accept this title that I belong to Paul.
所以保罗对这个很清。
And so Paul has a very clear understanding.
在问题很多的哥林多教会里面，他很谨慎。
So with such many problems of the Corinthian church, he is very watchful.
他要造成教会的和睦，不是造成教会的分裂。
He is to become the item that unifies the church instead of the divisor.
今天这是我们每一个圣职人员应该非常清楚的一点。
And this is something and point that every single holy worker of God needs to take hold upon.
要因为我们的存在造成教会的合一，不要因为我们的存在造成教会的问题。
That it is the, because of our existence that the church can be in unity instead.Of because of our existence, that there is division in the church.
那我们就要非常清楚，要在人的面前谨守、谨慎自守，非常清楚。
And therefore, we must be very careful and also be clear in our head.
好，我们再来看。
Let's continue.
哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
看保罗的谨守是什么。
Let's look into Paul's.
十三节。
How he keeps himself.
十三节。
Verse.How he keeps his sound mind. That's verse 13.
所以食物若叫我的弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我的弟兄跌倒。
Here said, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
我们先问你一个问题。
And so I pose a question.
保罗可以不可以吃肉？
Can Paul eat meat?
答案是可以。
The answer is yes.
但是为什么保罗不吃
？But why is it that Paul refused?
吃肉这是保罗的自由。
To eat meat is a freedom given to Paul.
但是他不用这个自由。
But he refused to use this freedom.
为什么
？Why?
因为吃肉会如果叫人跌倒，我就不吃。
Because if eating meat causes brother to stumble,
这个就是爱心。
This is love.
所以在保罗服事当中啊，这个自由跟爱心两个，他常常一直在，在他心里面一直在挣扎。
And so in Paul's servitude, the freedom and the love that is in him is constantly struggling against each other.
最后他认清楚了，你选择接受这个职分，你就要牺牲你的自由。
And so at the end, he recognized the fact that if he is to serve with love.Therefore, he must give up his freedom.
你身上挂了一个职分，你就不能够说这个是我的自由，我要这样做就这样做。
He has been given an identity, so he can no longer say, "I want to do this my way, and I want to do this and that."
吃肉叫人跌倒，我就不吃。
For if he eats meat, then it causes someone else to stumble. He will not eat anymore.
吃肉是好的，但是为了让别人不要跌倒，我不吃。
To eat meat is good, but if it causes others to stumble, I will not eat.
这是保罗很谨慎的地方。
This is something of Paul of his sound mind.
因为他凡事所行的都要让别人得到福音的好处。
So, because for whatever he does, he wants them to benefit from the gospel that he preaches.
今天我们的教会需要榜样。
Today, our church needs examples.
这个榜样从哪里来？
And so, where comes for this example?
从效法基督来的。
That is from example of Christ.
有很多事情我们可以自由的去做。
There are many things that we can do with our freedom.
但是如果我们选择接受职分
，But if we choose to have this kind of identity,
很多自由我们要舍弃。
With such responsibility, we must forsake much of our freedom.
圣经里面在讲基督的香气。
In the Bible, it talks about the fragrance of Christ.
一种叫做活的香气。
And it talks about the living sacrifice.
一种叫死的香气。
And there is another one, a sacrifice with odor.
我只讲提一点。
And I will only bring forth one point.
主耶稣的生活很简单。
The life of Jesus Christ is very simple.
这个是一种香气。
And his life is a fragrance.
保罗的生活很简单。
Paul's life is very simple.
这是一种香气，基督的香气。
In itself, it has the aroma and the fragrance of Christ.
为什么生活简单重要？
So why is it important to have a simple life?
因为生活简单，你才有办法全心全力的爱神、服侍神。
Because by living a simple lifestyle, you can dedicate totality to God.
生活一复杂， 你的时间有限，精力有限，你爱神就会减少。
When one's life become complicated, your time and your effort and your energy become limited.
选择生活要简单。
So we need to choose a lifestyle that is simple.
你要牺牲。
You need to sacrifice.
但是如果有一个人接受职分，而生活很简单。
But if one receives this kind of calling, this responsibility, and he lives a simple lifestyle,
他在享受上死了。
In luxury, he is dead.
他有能力，但是享受他死了。
He has the power to, but in his luxury, it is completely dead.
这个就是基督死的香气。
And this is the aroma from the sacrifice.
这个是一个榜样。
This itself is an example.
所以让人觉得说他有享受的能力，但是他放弃。
And so it gives others the understanding that he has the capability to enjoy himself, but he refused.
有一个榜样可以追寻。
And so there is an example where someone can look up to.
因此，当我们选择接受职分
，And so when we go to receive this responsibility, this
calling, 我们要选择以爱心来超越自由。
We need to choose a side that has more love to overcome that of freedom.
那到哥林多前书第九章
，And then when it comes to First Corinthians chapter 9,
现在保罗提到使徒的权力。
Here it talks about the As a disciple, the authority.
那使徒的权力是什么？
And so what is the authority of a disciple?
传福音要靠着福音养生。
And that to preach the gospel is, needs to dwell upon the gospel for, gospel for life.
我们现在看十六、十八节。
Let's look verse 18.
既是这样，我的赏赐什么呢？就是叫我传福音的时候，不花钱得福音，免得传福音，我传福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。保罗自己讲啊，你传福音靠福音养生，这是权柄。
And Paul stated here that to preach the gospel, this is an authority that is given to us.
所以他传福音去哥林多教会，哥林多教会应该要供养他生活的需要。
And so if we preach the gospel to the Corinthian church has a responsibility to take care of Paul's daily needs.
这是他的权利。
And this is Paul's authority.
是圣经里面讲的。
And this is what's recorded here in the Bible.
现在哥林多教会里面有问题。
But here, because the Corinthian church now has certain problems.
他说我连这个权利我要舍掉。
He said, now I am foregoing my authority in this matter.
让你白白得福音。
And so that you can receive this gospel freely.
不是没有权利，我要舍掉。
It is not that I do not have this authority, but it's because I want to forsake it.
所以当我们选择接受职分。
And so when we choose to have this authority and this calling,
我们不能够每一件事情说这是我的权利。
We cannot always go upon the fact that this and claim that this is my authority.
如果对教会有帮助
，if there is assistance or help for the church,
权利也要舍弃。
Then you need to forsake your, you may even need to forego your authority.
因为我们出来服侍人就是为着让教会成长。
Because when we come forward to serve others, to serve the church, we need to forsake ourselves.
这个就是保罗的谨守。
For this is how Paul keep in his right mind.
他很用头脑在服侍神。
He uses his heart, his brain to serve God.
虽然他像癫狂一样。
Although he may be out of his mind at times.
我们再来看一点哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
十八节
，verse 18，
我们还打发一个弟兄和他同去，啊，这里讲提多啊，要把这个救济的钱呢、啊，送给这个耶路撒冷教会。
Here it mentions of Titus to bring the money donated.
然后他拣选另外一个弟兄跟他一起同去。
And he also sent with Titus another brother.
不是怕钱掉了。
It's not because he was afraid, does not trust Titus.
他为什么要这样做？
And why does Paul go to do this?
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
不但这样，他也被众教会挑选啊，和我们同行，把所托付的捐项送到了，可以荣耀主，又表明我们乐意的心。二十节。
Verse 20.
这就免得有人因为我们收的捐项很多，就挑我们的不是。二十一节。
21.
我们留心行光明的事，不但在神的面前，就是在人的面前也是这样。啊，保罗没有说我一个人把钱拿过去。
He Paul did not say here that I will bring the money over to you.
啊，你为什么误会我
？Why do you misunderstand?
你要信任我。
You need to trust me.
没有这样。
He did not say.
保罗很谨慎。
For Paul was very careful.
去挑选大家觉得能够相信得到的。
And so he picked one that he believes everyone can trust.
然后一起把钱送过去。
And so he sent the money over to them.
留心行光明的事。
And to do everything in the light.
让人没有办法挑你的不是。
And so that no one could go to pick on him or cause certain misunderstandings.
所以保罗头脑很清楚啊。
And so Paul was in his right mind.
他很清楚在做圣工的。
He served God with the right mind.
在神在人面前要无愧的良心。
That before God and before man, he has a clear conscience.
留心行光明的事情。
And he does everything honorable in the sight of God.
光明就是不需要遮盖的。
And the light, meaning that he does not need to hide anything.
提起来不会羞耻的。
Nothing that is shameful.
这个就是光明的事。
For this is something done in light.
保罗很注重。
And so this is what Paul emphasized on.
所以保罗说,
So Paul said,
我如果癫狂是为神。
So Paul said that if I am out of my mind, it is for God.
我如果谨守是为你们。
If I am in my right mind, then it is for you.
我们需要癫狂。
We need to be out of our mind.
为这是神。
It is for God.
我们也需要谨守。
We also need to be in the right mind.
为这是众圣徒。
It is for the believers.